It's been voted the best live music venue in recent years by Roanoke Magazine and Roanoke Times readers, and the 2025 season at Dr. Pepper Park actually opens tonight with one of the tribute bands that has helped make it a favorite. Joining WFIR anchor senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning to talk about everything that's on the schedule so far at Dr. Pepper Park is President Waynette Anderson. And Waynette, you know we always love having you here. It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Absolutely. And I know you're excited. I know the folks are excited. It's been more than 6 months since the last live music event at Dr. Pepper Park. So tell us, how is the 2025 season shaping up so far? Are you excited about what you've got on the schedule right
now? Yes, we're very excited. We're going to have more concerts than we've ever had before, which is exciting. We're not producing the Roanoke Wing Fest this year. We're taking a year off, and that way we can pack August full of a lot more concerts than we have in the past. Used to have to take a couple of weeks just to organize that event specifically in addition to promotion. So for that reason, we opted to do more concerts because I love concerts.
Right. So the Wing Fest, you hope will return at some point. I mean, I guess it's a good problem to have if you need to move Wing Fest out for more concerts.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I know I've asked you this before, but are this is the 11th season for Dr. Pepper Park. Are you at the point where you're just people calling to try to get you to fit them in the schedule and maybe you can't do it sometimes or what?
Well, that's not really how it works for my size venue. Okay. Unfortunately, a lot of the other venues that are, what's the appropriate thing, government owned, a lot of those venues, that's a really good business model for them because, of course, a promoter can call and just rent the facility and then they don't have the risk, but they also have the benefit of the taxes with us. We don't receive taxpayer revenue to subsidize, any of our losses. So it's all 100% our risk. So a lot of times we just have to, we have a lot of offers in. I mean, if you saw the number of offers versus the confirmed dates, it would blow your mind. That's why, people are always like, who's coming? Can you get this person? Some of the artists I've had offers in for 4 or 5 years before they finally are routed and it makes sense for their tour, makes sense for us, to have the best opportunity, to be successful. Of course, once we get into fall, we're competing with high school football and college football and NFL football, and you're not going to win that fight. So we don't have as many concerts in September, October. That's why we wanted to pack a lot more into our summer season.
Oh, okay. I was kind of wondering about that because once you get into September, October, when the weather's usually still pretty good around
beautiful,
here.
Beautiful, yes.
But you got to compete with Friday Virginia Night Lights
Tech.
And Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a ghost town. Like you guys saw, when Metallica was here, I was like, man, I could go bowling out here on 419.
You didn't go to Metallica, did you?
Somebody offered me free tickets and I said, you know what? I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Too tired.
But you'd be tired after having to deal with that traffic to get out of there.
I was looking online and people were waiting in line for like 6 hours. Crazy.
I read something this morning that the fans, everybody there jumped so hard during Enter Sandman, it actually registered on Virginia Tech's seismic recorder.
I know. I saw that. I saw the graphics. Very impressive.
We're talking with Waynette Anderson, president of Dr. Pepper Park. The leadoff concert tonight is Pandora's Box, the ultimate Aerosmith tribute with vocal band Vintage Rain as the opener. And I read that part of the reason that Pandora's Box was formed 10 years ago is that frontman singer Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like and sounds like Steven Tyler. Someone actually said, hey, are you Steven Tyler?
Exactly like him. His voice is incredible. A lot of people don't know this, but I don't know if you're familiar with Dokken. George Lynch was their really famous guitarist, and then he broke off from that group, and he created his own group called Lynch Mob, and Nathan is actually the lead singer for that band.
Okay.
So we love Pandora's Box, but they've been difficult to get back to the Roanoke Valley because of Nathan's touring schedule. So we're really excited. He puts on the whole band. They just put on the best show. So I'm really excited for everybody to see him that didn't get to see him early on in Dr. Pepper Park years.
Okay. So they have been here before.
Yeah.
Pandora. Okay.
Yeah.
And with Steven Tyler retiring, at least for the time being, from Aerosmith last year because of vocal issues.
Yes.
If you like Aerosmith music, this might be your best chance to see Aerosmith music is come to see Pandora's Box.
Right, and that's why our tribute series is so popular because the ticket prices are affordable. You get to see the artist emulate. Of course, the tributes are emulating the artist at the height of their career. A lot of times, even the artists that are still touring, they lose a step or two like we all do. They sound a little bit differently. Sometimes members exit, new people come in. So it's a great opportunity to see and hear the music just like it sounded, you know, back in the 70s and 80s.
I don't think you've ever lost a step when head, so. Not that you're going to admit, anyway.
You don't see me before coffee.
Easton Corbin next on the schedule, May 16th, next Friday. He's had number one country hits. Talk about him and some of the other country acts you've got lined up, Dr. Pepper Park, including Jackson Dean and Chase Beckham.
American Idol.
He was American Idol winner in 2021. Both are at Dr. Pepper Park in June. So have either of those fellas been here before?
Jackson Dean has played for us before, and he's great. He's just really, he's got a really unique sound and just a lovely person as well. So, you know, we're in a market that country music is very popular nationwide, really. You know, country music is the king right now. So we book a lot of country because that's what people want to see. We book, you know, young country, pop country, old country. So it doesn't seem to matter what type of country we book that really sells the best. Of course, you know, our rock audience is so important to us. The tribute series and the rock consumers, that is what built Dr. Pepper Park and allowed us to get to the level where we could bring in the national acts like people were wanting to see at a higher frequency.
Yeah, you seem to like country to book in hair bands, arena rock. You've got Hairball, which is coming up May 24th.
And they
were a tribute band, but they cover a lot of different bands.
Well, it's like seeing 20 concerts in one night. I don't think I stopped smiling the entire time. So they're getting changed in and out of costumes. They have different members of the band that do the different singing. Like one will come out and do, you know, Queen, while the other ones get ready to come out and do Alice Cooper, and then they go back and come back as Kiss. It's quite an undertaking, and the stage set is of national proportion. It's probably one of the better stage sets I've seen, even at all the national shows that we've hosted there. It's pretty incredible to see. And so I think the first time they came, people were like, I don't understand what it is. But then after they came the first time, they're like, they have to come back all the time. We love them so. And I love them too. They look and sound just like the real thing for every single band that they're playing. So just incredible musicians.
Wow. I would talk with Wayne Anderson, Dr. Pepper Park. Before I turn it back to Joey, I wanted to ask you, you have Sarah Evans coming back. She's been there before, correct?
She has not.
She's not, okay.
Nope.
August 15th, she's had 5 songs reach number 1 in the country charts, 9 others in the Billboard Top 10. That's a big get, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I still listen to Sarah Evans just like she's in the Top 10. Like, I mean, her music is just timeless. I mean, you can listen to it now. It sounds, you know, just as meaningful and popular as what you're hearing on the radio station.
So you should get a big crowd for that one. Huh?
Yeah, we will.
But you get big crowds for most of these shows, right?
Yeah, people like the guest experience. And, you know, like Joey mentioned, we were voted best live music venue multiple years. Most recently, we were also awarded best live music venue in the state in a statewide publication called Virginia Living. And that really surprised me because I didn't even know we had been nominated. So that's a pretty big deal. And we appreciate it. I think that regionally, people just really, you know, like a venue where they can come and the guest expectations are being met, and it's the similar experience over and over. They know the people that work there. So I think that's one of the main reasons people love Dr. Pepper Park.
All right, it's 8:52. Wayne Ed Anderson, the president, Dr. Pepper Park in studio with us. Tribute bands, of course, we've talked about it. They've always been signature events for Dr. Pepper Park. The schedule includes, folks, check this out, Eagle Mania, Pearl Jam, and Simon and Garfunkel tributes in June. Now, always very popular concerts. Waynette, do you like to see audiences of several generations show up at your shows?
Yeah, it's really one of the reasons the tribute series, which is presented by Kunda Heating and Air, one of the reasons that series is so amazing to me is because kids 12 and under come in for free. So a lot of times I'll look out in the audience and I'll see, you know, the grandparents, the parents, the kids, you know, 3 generations, a family sitting together and enjoying the space. Of course, we're always dog friendly too. So if your dog is on leash, you can bring your dog. And I have a new puppy. And so I hate to bribe people to come to the event tonight, but Miss Luna is going to be there tonight. And so everybody can get to meet her and enjoy her.
What kind of dog is Miss Luna?
She is a combination of a pit bull and a Catahoula hound. And so I didn't know what that meant, but apparently they're very popular in Georgia, and so we got her at a rescue in Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds interesting. I wanted to talk about another tribute band, one that I've seen before, July Rumors, L.A., Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They're excellent. It's going to be, and this is going to be big, a Taylor Swift tribute band, Let's Sing Taylor, on July 11th. And I would imagine you're selling a lot of tickets for that. You're going to have a younger audience.
I have more tickets sold. We have more tickets sold for that show than any other show. Of course, last year it sold out. That was the first show of the year last year. So it's going to be just as popular this year. And it's just a beautiful night, seeing all the girls together, you know, arm in arm, swaying to the music, singing out loud, exchanging their friendship bracelets. So I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but I really enjoy the culture that she's created about, you know, women lifting up each other and friends supporting one another. And you could definitely see that throughout the crowd that night.
All you need is a Travis Kelce lookalike to get up there on stage, huh?
Yeah, I thought that I might see some Travis Kelce jerseys last year, but I didn't see any.
I bet you might see some more Chiefs jerseys this year, maybe.
Well, you definitely are going to see glitter and sequins, 100%.
Yeah. Later on in August, Morgan Wallen and ABBA tribute bands. ABBA's sort of like a guilty pleasure for a lot of people. Well,
they had so many number one hits. Yeah. Like one of the top-selling artists of all time. So this is just like seeing ABBA, like they're the real deal. Like they're the top national touring. They actually are internationally touring. So you don't want to sleep on that one because that's going to be a really big show. Seven Summers is a Morgan Wallen tribute. Obviously, we're never going to be able to afford Morgan Wallen, but we love his music. So that's really one of the first country tributes we've ever had, and it's selling so well. Mm. So we're excited and looking forward to that. Of course, the Northwest A Summer Concert Series is our national act series. We have a big show announcement on Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, wow. So we're going to miss that one. Well, yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wanted to bring up August 30th, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They actually played for us during the pandemic in 2020. So, you know, at that point, I think some people were still concerned about going out, or even though it was an outside venue. So now they're really on the radar, and this is their last tour, their final tour. And so we're really excited to be one of their final stops on their tour. They've provided such great music over the years, so you can come and enjoy that.
I mean, they've been around for more than 50 years because they're probably the song people remember is their version of Mr. Bojangles, which reached number nine on the Billboard charts, the Jerry Jeff Walker song. But they've been around first. So this is it, huh? This is their final tour.
It's their final tour. And then I think it was year before last, we had Kix. That was their final tour. So it's really great to have these opportunities to be one of their stops.
Do want to mention Chase Rice, country artist, August 31st. He's had several number one songs, and he was a runner-up once you're on Survivor. He was on Survivor.
Yes, yes. And so he's also bringing Drake White. So we have two big national acts on that night. We're really excited to see that.
I have to ask you, this is the 11th year you're doing this. You know, how long did it take you to really settle into a groove where you, you know, just, and I mean, are you learning new things every time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's always something new that we're learning. It's, you know, each year we try to kick up the guest experience, you know, a little bit more each year and focus on that. If you come to the show, you'll see that we're all very hands-on, so you can come talk to us about anything. And really, I rely on that feedback from the people that support Dr. Pepper Park as to who I route and who I book. So, you know, a lot of venues, you don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can come up and tell me, who's your favorite band? Who you've been listening to? And then when I'm talking with my booking agents, I go, oh, I know that name. So we have a lot of offers in, and we're still going to be announcing shows all the way through the middle of the season. We'll probably end up with anywhere from 27 to 35 shows this year. So we're hoping.
So the schedule you sent me, this is not a complete schedule.
Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to kind of wrap up, tell people where they can, you know, find more information, how they can stay involved with, you know, getting information.
Absolutely. We have a great new mobile app that's very user-friendly that you can download on your iPhone or Android. That's the best way to be the first to know, because we send out a push notification as we announce shows. Dr. Pepper Park, which is drpepperpark.com. And then, of course, our Facebook page, which we're live on Facebook now. Hi, Dr. Pepper Park at the Bridges. And you can sign up for emails on our website so that you receive presale passcodes. So you'll be the first people that are, have the opportunity to buy tickets, especially a lot of these large shows do sell out very quickly. So we would encourage you to, if you're thinking about coming to a show, go ahead and grab those tickets. If you have any questions, you can send us an email on the website or just hit us up on a private message on our Facebook page.
10 seconds. You excited to get going?
So excited. Yes. And beautiful weather, and praise God for that. We're very, very blessed.
All right. We've been talking with Wayne Ed Anderson, president of Dr. Pepper Park. The season starts tonight at Dr. Pepper Park with tribute band for Aerosmith, Pandora's Box. Wayne Ed, always good to see you. Thanks for joining
us. Great to see you. Thank you for having me.